8 o'clock hour of this South Shore's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Rob Hakala. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob. A bright, crisp morning for sure.
It certainly is. Just a couple of days before Thanksgiving. How about that?
All right.
You excited? Are you ready to eat?
I am ready. We're all ready. It's going to be a great day. Great. But finally, the family will be together. It's going to be a good holiday.
Yeah, it really is. Well, let's see. We're going to talk about this is news regarding a site that has been breached. We've got a number of passwords affected. In fact, 1.2 million affected. David, tell us about the website.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like 1.2 million doesn't sound like a big deal. You know, when we hear about much larger breaches. But this breach was a very prominent player in the industry, GoDaddy. They host many, many websites, and they also host the control for domain names for people around the world. So the problem with this is they've been hacked, of course, but the major problem is that they were hacked in September and didn't find out till November. So it was 2 months that the attacker had initially gained access and stayed in their systems.
Well, okay, so the attack happened in September, and they didn't know, meaning GoDaddy, or they just didn't say anything?
Apparently they didn't know. They say it was discovered on November 17th, and that's what they said in their SEC filing on November 22nd, which was just yesterday.
Okay.
But the challenge, you know, the attacker had more than 2 months to establish persistence, so anyone that uses GoDaddy managed WordPress product, which is one of the major website development tools in the world, WordPress, they have to assume that they've been compromised. And at this point, GoDaddy said that the credentials were only for the initial sign-up of those websites. The problem with that is that many people don't change their primary password once they've signed up. So the hacker would already have that. And then if they change their password within the past couple of months, the hacker has that as well.
Okay.
So it's a big problem in the industry, because if people are running websites that say are e-commerce sites that store personal identifiable information and you've been breached, you have to notify all your customers of the breach. It goes on and on and on.
Okay, so, well, first of all, I guess you should make sure you know whether your website is a GoDaddy-managed site.
Exactly, and if someone else is doing your website for you, you may not know that,
yeah.
So you'll need to reach out to the web developer that has been doing your website. GoDaddy is going to be reaching out to everyone who was breached, but they haven't done that yet, so people still don't know unless they go in. And what they need to do, actually, is go in and change all of the WordPress passwords right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, is it possible, excuse me, do we know what has happened with the breach? I mean, could an attacker go in and change the password themselves?
Well, they said that they got them out, so
okay.
They've locked them out. And, you know, none of us are really sure how they do that, because if they have someone else's password to a website, they can get into that website. They just can't get into the back end of GoDaddy.
Okay.
Because that's where they were. So it behooves anyone with a WordPress website that is hosted on WordPress, on GoDaddy, to in fact change their passwords immediately. And then all the other things we talk about, don't reuse passwords, enable two-factor authentication wherever possible. That's probably the most important thing anyone can do to protect themselves.
Yeah, exactly, because if they have the email, and even if GoDaddy takes care of its end and getting them out of the back end, if you just leave everything the same, they could get into that. And if you use that password for other things, they can get into that too.
Exactly right, and it goes on and on and on, as we talk about
yeah.
all the time.
Well, okay, so best thing to do at this point, and until you know, they're going to reach out, as David said, but obviously if you have any concerns at all, just do a password reset.
Exactly. Easy thing to do, and set up or enable two-factor authentication. I can't stress that enough. Everything we use is two-factor authentication enabled, so that no matter what someone could possibly do in any of our systems, unless they have my password and my phone, they're not getting in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's best to do that, upgrade that, and make sure that you periodically change your passwords to avoid these type of issues. And so, as David mentioned, GoDaddy breached. They say they've fixed things on their end. However, make sure that you get your password changed and keep the bad guys out, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, David Snell, if people want to read more about this latest breach and any of the articles, where can they go?
Go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link. Rob, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You as well, to Pam and the rest of your family, David. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, David. That's David Snell at AxSmart IT in Wareham. He joins us on Tuesdays on WATD, AxSmartIT.com. That's AxSmartIT.com.